This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A funny thing happened in an elevator on the way to an interview the other day.
I'm so
Wow, we're stuck.
I know. Oh my God, this is
We're insane. For real stuck. Wow.
Didn't last long, but long enough, and I got to the interview fine.
Tell me who you are and where we are.
My name is Ken Bicknell. I'm the Senior Manager for Policy Research and Library Services here at LA Metro. We're on the 15th floor of our Metro headquarters building in downtown Los Angeles. And if there were a contest for best view from a library anywhere in the world,
no joke, right?
I think we would win that. We're looking out the window right now. You can see the entire skyline of downtown.
Oh, you totally can. Look at that.
Hollywood sign, Griffith Observatory, Dodger Stadium, the Arroyo Seco. And yeah, so for
nice,
going
nice
east.
Plug for why we're here.
The Arroyo Seco Parkway, also known as the Pasadena Freeway, was built during the New Deal. The Works Progress Administration and the Public Works Administration, should you be curious. And it opened in 1940, making it one of, by some accounts, the oldest freeway in the United States.
Describe it for me as it was built. What was it supposed to do?
Well, it was supposed to be a maximum speed of 45 miles an hour, which sounds like you're going about half the speed you want to nowadays. And the lanes are pretty narrow by today's standards, still exist. I'm sure most people in the Los Angeles area have driven on this first freeway, and it's a little bit harrowing. You enter and exit from a dead stop.
It is indeed harrowing with those narrow lanes, no shoulder exit ramps, about as long as a driveway, and people going way faster than originally intended. It's 80-something-year-old infrastructure still being used, and it is kind of the origin story of the L.A. freeway system we have today.
It has a special place in people's hearts here. It's something that Angelina should be proud of.
The Arroyo Seco is, in its way, pretty.
This was not for commuters, necessarily. This was not for, like, we need to get somewhere faster.
It literally was about a Sunday drive.
Yes, it was a National Scenic Parkway concept.
That concept, of course, is long gone. The Arroyo Seco is designed to carry around 27,000 vehicles a day. The most recent guesses we've got are at better than 120,000 a day.
This is going to sound oxymoronic, but the Arroyo Seco is, in my mind, almost cute as freeways go, but it's also a nightmare. What do you think?
It's true. In the book Freewaytopia, the author is talking about his daughter. She's just gotten her driver's license fairly recently, and she describes the freeway as very cute. It's like,
oh, well, there you go.
It's like driving on a miniature freeway.
That's exactly right. I mean, it kind of is.
It is. Or if you've ever been on the old Autopia ride at Disneyland, everything
right.
is bizarrely 75% the size that it should be.
So much has changed in this economy since the Arroyo Seco was built during the New Deal. And it's obviously not the only infrastructure from back then that we're still using. But in ways more than just our built environment, the New Deal was a before and after moment for this economy. A timestamp of sorts, marking how deeply the federal government was going to be involved in our everyday lives. We're going to be talking more about that idea starting next week, a new series, not about the New Deal, but about what the federal government and the Biden administration are trying to do right now, spending trillions of dollars to try to create another before and after moment in this economy. We're calling it Breaking Ground, next week, Wednesday.